bangers here on this show. Let me tell you what. My thanks to Dr. Kristen Lyerly for hanging out with us, and my dear friend Tracy Mangold. If you missed any part of that discussion, because you don't want to, you can revisit them. They're available all the time on demand at our Civic Media app and available at civicmedia.us. And you know, it was interesting. There's so much that I connect to with the story of Tracy, and she's sitting here listening away. But there's so much I connect to her story because I was there. And you know, I never voted for Donald Trump. I was a proud never Trumper. I think we talked about that in the last episode. And you know, I was on the ground floor there. And so to hear the bleep that she's gone through, it's tale as old as time, and it sucks. But you know, if you have a chance to read her Substack or listen to the things that she says, it's definitely worth your time because it matters. And the courage that she has had is a million times commendable. And it's cool that she was recognized. You know, we met Kamala Harris together, and all it's the stuff she's doing is really great. So take some time and look her up. And this leads me into the discussion that I'm going to have with you, because we talked, Tracy and I did, a little bit about building bridges and where the big tent is. And I want to talk about voter ID, because we didn't talk about that in the first segment about the results. And I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and say, oh yeah, we got the two big ones, but boy, we lost on voter ID. Guys, this is going to be a hard conversation, because the fact is voter ID in Wisconsin passed with almost 63% of the vote. That's huge. So what that tells me, which should tell you, is that this was a pretty large bipartisan issue in a state that we don't have a lot of bipartisan stuff going on, right? In absolute full disclosure, I voted no on the referendum. I voted no. I do believe that we need to make voting easy for people. I think that I do know that when you register to vote, yes, you got to provide an ID. I know that. I also know that voter fraud is a huge issue that the GOP wants you to believe is rampant. And it's not. It's a scare tactic, right? It's like Trump saying, oh, we're going to shut down the fentanyl streaming in from Canada. You know, they have like 0.3% of the fentanyl that's coming into the country. But we also have to have a pretty frank conversation with each other. And I think this is a huge learning opportunity for Democrats. Now, I this is not a fight that they picked. This was put on the ballot specifically by the Republican Party to generate some excitement and enthusiasm in an election that they really thought that they might be lacking. So I get that. And I completely understand that there are items that we will fight for that bring us closer to that idea, that more perfect union thing, that little thing, right? I agree that making it easier to vote for people is a good thing. And we need to do that because there are true problems out there. And voter suppression is a real thing. It absolutely is a real thing. Voter intimidation is a real thing, right? So making it easier to vote, we have to do that. But on the flip side, guys, we also have to understand and acknowledge that even countries that we would look at as like, these are shining countries on a hill, right? Liberal bastions of what we aspire to be. Countries like Norway, Belgium, Denmark, Finland. Countries like Japan and England. Even Canada. They require IDs to vote. Canada, you have to show your ID at the polls. Right? So we, as people on the left, we have to not really get too upset when something like this happens, because I promise you, there is a large percent of the voter base on the left who would say, you know, I voted no. But then if you have a conversation, there is common ground between people on the left and people on the right on this issue. And if we use it the right way, if we use it the right way, this is an issue that can expand the tent. We can frame it as, okay, cool, I will give you the voter ID thing. You can have that. But can we at least agree that maybe these massive voter roll purges in primarily African-American communities shouldn't happen, right? There are issues like this that we can use to say, okay, we'll give you that, that are clearly popular, 63%, right? We can use that to our benefit, and we can use that to educate, and we can use that to open some doors. When we talk about the Republican Party, one of the big things that Tracy and I liked about the party, it was not true anymore, but one of the things that we liked was they talked about being the big tent. The big tent is not there. It's here. It's on the left. I promise you that. And if we get off of some of these issues like voter ID and talk about the real, what voter suppression really is, because again, I promise it exists. We all know that. And we can talk about issues like the assault on marriage equality and on trans people and on unions and the fight for fair maps. Like, this is where the Democratic Party can flourish and grow, because we have to grow. You look at what happened in Florida, a 37% district was won by 14%. Holy crap. You look at in Wisconsin, every single one of our 72 counties shifted to the left. That's awesome. But now what we have is a deep and dire responsibility to take that and bring those people in. And we do that by not getting really super pissed at the voter ID result, but understanding we can take that result and use it to our benefit and grow this damn party that won on Tuesday. Justice Crawford, holy crap. We'll see you next week, guys, on the Rational Revolution. Thank you so much.